Hawks Moseley, Bradbury, your reflections after defeat to Preston?
Yeah, it was a tough game, as we expected it to be, obviously. And we've ended up with 9 men on the pitch, and against a top-quality side like that, it's always going to be difficult. And I thought they showed, why they've won 8 out of 10. Yeah. So, we thought we'd done ourselves proud as far as the way we worked tirelessly to try and get back in the game. But unfortunately, we just couldn't quite break them down.
I guess the first goal was always going to be important, and it went so early to them, didn't it?
Yeah, we spoke about staying in the game as long as possible and trying to frustrate them, but also trying to be a threat. And I think that was, obviously, like you say, after 6 or 7 minutes, found ourselves 1-0 down, and it was always going to be difficult off the back of that. And I think that wasn't easy. And, we had to try and open up a little bit then, and then they obviously hit us a couple of times. So, yeah, frustrating, but we got to take credit from the way we worked.
I mean, maybe they were just a bit more clinical in the first half. You certainly played as well as them and matched them, really. It was sort of only in the second half when you lost a couple of players to refereeing calls. How did you see the two red cards?
Well, Warren's is a red card, but it's a natural reaction. I think he didn't even think about it. I spoke to him. He didn't realise he'd done it till it happened, sort of thing. And I haven't seen Stocky's second one, but just looked like he'd gone to clear the ball and caught him on the follow for a little bit. So, but I know the type of lad he is. He's honest, good pro, and it wouldn't have been intentional for sure. He wouldn't have wanted to put the team at risk. But those decisions have gone against us. But I felt we passed the ball well, even with 9 men. We tried to still pass the ball, but we didn't have enough quality in the end tonight to match Preston.
There weren't too many chances for you. You had a couple of free headers in the first half, but in the second half, it didn't sort of happen going forward.
No, it's it. And every time we tried to play forwards, they seemed to win every second ball because they had the extra couple of men on the pitch. And we ended up defending for large periods of the second half and trying to keep the score to a minimum, really, and trying to counter-attack on.
Well, it's no disgrace losing to a side that good. I mean, it's been a good cup run.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, it gives the whole place a lift, the players, everyone around the place. It's been a hive of activity around here for the last 3 or 4 days. And, that's infectious, I think. And, we've got to take that into our league form and, continue to work hard on that.
And that old cliche now, to concentrate on the league.
Yeah, but well, we have to. We've got no choice. The FA Trophy starts the end of this month, so we had a good run that last year. So, that'll be our focus cup-wise.
But the league is so important, isn't it? I mean, you would swap maybe all the cup runs for a good finish in the league for what your potential suggests you can get.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'd swap all of those to end up promoted or in the playoffs with a chance to be promoted. So, we've got to be realistic. We're playing a side tonight, they won 8 out of 10, and, against good sides. And we haven't done ourselves any disgrace. We've worked hard enough, and unfortunate, we didn't have won enough quality and obviously the same amount of men on the pitch as they did as well.
I mean, it's probably been a crazy few days. It's all back to reality now, isn't it?
It is. You come down with a bump. And, we've got to dust ourselves down and go again. We've got, obviously, an important game now Saturday, Western Supermare. So we'll be concentrating on that.